It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Dave and Dujanovic are right on the money on KSL News Radio.
Are you worried about the cost of college, Dave, for your sweet four children?
So much so that I'm looking at alternatives to going to college. How? Let that sink in for a minute. And I'm being serious.
I know.
I'm talking to my kids. I'm like, well, maybe college isn't right for you.
Maybe the military is.
Maybe it's the military. Maybe it's the trades. Maybe it's something else other than that conventional college. And that is something I did not expect. When I was going to college, that was what you did. That's where you go. That was the goal. I'm not sure that's the goal anymore.
Well, can I give you some hope? In about 1 minute, I'm going to get a live interview on the air with us to walk you through what I think is a bargain price for college here in Utah. And this college in Utah just got rated in the top 10 in the new U.S. News and World Report's college rankings. And it comes out every year. And I opened up my Desert News app this morning, and my goodness, there was Snow College.
Snow?
Snow College.
In Ephraim?
Yes.
Where's Ephraim?
I think it's about 2 hours outside of Salt Lake City. I've been there a few times.
Debbie, could you get to Ephraim without Google Maps?
Yes.
You could not.
I could so. So it's
take a left at Nephi, I think.
Yeah, and it was already ranked in 2020 as number one in the nation for student success. So
that's pretty amazing.
Yeah, but this ranking puts it at number 7 in the Western region. So what I did for you, Dave, and you're welcome, is after I saw that, I thought, well, you know, Dave is looking at 4 kids going to college in the next several years. And I know he's sick to his stomach about the cost of tuition. And I have not been much help with that. I should bring you a roll of Tums when I tell you that I just paid $7,000 for...
Holy! for a semester?
Yeah, at the U for Katie. My youngest?
I have 7, a headache for you.
Now she's pre-med. So I think, you know, with lab fees and everything, that can be a little bit pricier. But Snow College is $1,800 per semester for Utah residents.
Now, that's incredible. Now, that is great news. Because, again, when I start looking at college, the first thing I'm looking at is a return on investment. I have to know if my kids are going to college, are they really going to get paid more? Is it going to be worth it?
Mm-hmm.
Are they going to be able to get a job that they can pay back all these loans?
Well, do they even need to take a loan at $1,800 a semester?
No, you gotta pay that bad boy.
You gotta work it up. Melody Jenkins, the provost at Snow College. Good morning. Hello. Oh,
Melanie's
no.
going to call back.
Call back, Melanie. I guess the phone call just dropped. But look, I got more good news as she dials back on the show. Maybe we can get our producer here in the control room. Caitlin, can you come in the control room and make sure we get Melanie Jenkins, the provost of Snow College, back on the line? Because I need to ask her, at that price, are there any slots available for Dave's kids? And I also want to dig deeper into the cost of housing and meals down at Snow College. Good morning, Melanie.
Hi, how are you today?
We're good. So at that price, first of all, it's $1,800 a semester. That's what I saw on the website this morning for Snow College. Is that spot on or am I a little bit off?
Nope, that's correct.
That feels so much better than the $7,000 that Debbie just dropped at the U for her daughter.
It's a great place to start because of that low price and many other reasons as well.
Any spots available for Dave's 4 darling children as they make a decision to move on to college?
You bet. We have spots. So we actually have our largest class this year that we have ever had. But we are strategically planning our growth, and we have room for more. So We will take your daughters.
I love it. What does enrollment look like? Because I look at over the last 20 years since I went to college, I went to Utah Valley, UVU, UVSC at the time, and there was about 17 or 18,000 students. Well, in the last, 15, 20 years, now it's doubled that. Now we're at nearly 35, 36,000 people. What is the experience? What's the size of Snow College?
So our total student population is 6,000. That includes both of our campuses, Ephraim and Richfield. It also includes some concurrent enrollment courses that we offer in various high schools. And then our technical education certificates and our online students. So the way that the populations are spread out, both campuses still have a very small feel. It's a very different experience to be on a Snow College campus than something like UVU, because the students are spread out and we're just fully engaged.
Our class size is a little bit smaller, Melanie.
Class size is about 16. Which is very low, especially for general education courses, right? General education are often packed full of students, and it doesn't matter which course you're taking, we have low enrollment.
I want to ask this question because I believe I read where you're offering bachelor's degrees now as well as a two-year degree. One of our listeners just happened to chime in on our text line and said, now remember, this is only a two-year degree. I think a two-year degree is perfect for a lot of students, but do you offer a bachelor's degree at Snow College?
So that's a great question. We offer several two-year degrees that transfer seamlessly to the four-year institutions in the state. So you're not just getting an associate degree and then not moving on. Our degrees transfer seamlessly to any other institution in the state. And then on top of that, we have two bachelor's degrees, one in software engineering and one in commercial music.
Oh.
Well, commercial music. Dive into that. I am intrigued now. Do I get to launch my budding rap career?
You may be able to.
One more quick question. Melanie Jenkins, by the way, is a Snow College provost. If you're just jumping on the line with us or on the air with us this morning, welcome. Snow College just received the designation of being the top 10 in the nation of one of the best colleges in the Western United States from U.S. World and News Report, U.S. News and World Report, excuse me. Melanie, what about on-campus housing? How much does it cost, and is there enough of it to go around?
I actually am not certain about housing, the cost, but yes, there's plenty to go around. We're thinking of the future as we plan what we're going to look like in the next 5 or 10 years, and we have both on-campus housing and off-campus housing, and they're partnering, actually, to ensure that we have enough beds available for our growth.
Melanie Jenkins, thank you so much for joining us. She's with Snow College. She's the provost there. And Debbie, I was really surprised by a couple things. Number one, that Snow College was rated so highly by U.S. News and World Report. And secondly, and this is the one that I really loved, is that it only costs $1,800 per semester.
Can I give you the lowdown? I went to their website real quickly to get that housing price for you.
Okay.
About $925 to $1,400 for the semester for a apartment you can actually cook in.
I thought you were going to say a month. That's where my head was.
For semester.
You're like $900 to $1,400. You're talking so a semester.
Yeah, but if you want a meal plan, it's
three or
like,
4 months.
It's between $700 and $1,500 for the meal plan.
Okay, if you want to eat, that sounds solid.
Hey, you can afford college for your four beautiful children.
I'm not paying a thing.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was 3 blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby?
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.